I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, on the trail of the somewhat elusive 17-year cicada. Well, here we are at Deep Run Park.
Deep Run Park, yeah. Deep Run Park. Doesn't that sound great?
It is. It's just not loud enough.
We haven't found a hot spot yet, but boy, you can clearly hear that spaceship B-movie type drone, and then the... You know, the best part of this
what?
Was watching you seeing your very first cicada. I didn't realize you'd never seen them before.
This is the first periodical cicada I've ever seen.
Well, no wonder you have a grin like a kid in a candy store.
Well, I've been waiting 3 years for this.
I had no idea. This is great.
Well, where are we going to find some louder cicadas?
Let's get in the car and go in the neighborhood across the street and see if we can find piles of shells or just start listening. Maybe we'll find a hot spot.
Let's go. Okay, that was worth a move.
I wish I had this in my neighborhood. Listen to that. And look at the bits and pieces of shells and dead nymphs and a few ground up adults at our feet. You know, we're not going to hear this again in Virginia until 2020. And we won't hear Brood 10 again until 2030. The next generation will be dropping out of the trees like rain and burrowing into the ground and sucking sap for 17 years.
They're laying eggs right now?
Yeah, the females, they have special organs on the tip of their abdomen they use to cut a slit, and they deposit their eggs in the branches. And then when the eggs hatch, apparently in some areas, it's literally raining little tiny nymphs.
And those nymphs look like the ones that come out of the ground, but much smaller?
They look like the shells that are left behind, which are the old exoskeletons of the mature nymph, and this is a much smaller version of that.
You've been in situations where it's even louder than this.
Yes.
You want to try to find one of those?
We can. Let's go look. Although this is pretty good so far. This is pretty good for suburban Richmond. Yeah, let's keep following the call. This is Taylor's Creek and Hopeful Church Road. We're just over the county line, I think in Louisa County, right near the border.
Just out of Montpelier.
Yeah, and it just had a rain shower, so everything's wet, cool, but the leaves aren't only dripping with water, they're dripping with cicadas. But I've been checking all the cicadas on the plants for field marks, and I've found one specimen that's smaller than the rest, and it lacks that rusty patch behind the eye, which is typical of Septendecim. And also, if you turn it over, the abdomen's solid black. If you look at Septendecim, it's got orange bands. So I'm going to have to do a little homework to figure out which species this is. I think it's Cassini, but I'm not sure.
But it's an interesting addition to those dots that go up on the
map. Oh, absolutely, because we can put one dot with two species for this locality, and it's the first time I've seen this other species. And what's even cooler that I've noticed is that all the Septendecim are females. Typically, it's just the males that emerge first, and they get all ready to go, and the moment the females emerge and are ready to mate, males are right on them.
Well, I'd say that was moderately successful.
I think it was fantastic. I wanted to see at least a second species of Magis cicada, and I did it.
And I got to see my first and second.
So it was a day of firsts.
Yeah, and seconds. Ready to go home?
Let's go.
Catch up on the Brood 2 emergence at ideastations.org/cicadawatch.